Okay, well, showing that it's 9 o'clock and we are recording, so I'll go ahead, get my gavel out, make it official, and we'll get started. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is December 9th, 2021 at 9 a.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number 201718. And it involves a request for approval of a conditional use permit to build an approximately 832 square foot accessory dwelling unit or ADU on a 3.44 acre property at 16316 Norham Road Northeast in the Poulsbo area of Kitsap County. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for approval of a conditional use permit under Section 17-550-030 of the Municipal Code, and ensure that it complies with the specific requirements for approval of an ADU under Section 410060 of the Municipal Code. To that end, I received 20 exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by county staff, the application materials themselves, including sort of site plans and schematics for the proposal, information on the environmental review that occurred under our state's Environmental Policy Act, review information from various departments and agencies, information on the notice that went out in relation to the application, as well as today's hearing. And I think there was one public comment that was received, and we can talk more about that. But generally, that was what was received as the 20 exhibits. So I'm going to go ahead and admit those into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. It's because where my decision to be appealed under our state's Land Use Petition Act, the audio recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits and my decision, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. I may and often do ask questions of those that are testifying. I'm not trying to trip anyone up, just trying to ensure I have a thorough understanding of the proposal so that within 10 business days of the record closing, I'm able to produce a decision that is hopefully clear and legally defensible. And I note at the outset that here in Kitsap County, to address the COVID-19 pandemic and the use of remote meeting technology, we do leave the record open one additional week after the hearing. So essentially my decision would be coming out about 3 weeks after the hearing. But that's the reason why all the testimony is under oath. And let's see. Finally, the order that we typically follow and we're going to follow today is first, I'll swear in county staff who will give an overview of the proposal and discuss any recommendations they may have. Then we'll go to our applicant representative, if we do have someone available for that position, to provide any additional information to myself and members of the public in advance of my decision being made. Then we'll see if there are members of the public interested in testifying. And then finally, at the end, if appropriate, we'll come back to the applicant and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So that's the order we're going to follow. I thank everyone for being here. And with that, we'll get Roxanne Robles sworn in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in testimony you give here today?
I do.
Great. Thank you for being here. And if you could just clearly spell your name for the audio recording and explain what your role here at the county and what this project is.
Yeah. My name is Roxanne Robles, R-O-X-A-N-N-E-R-O-B-L-E-S. I am a senior planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development.
Great. Thank you for being here. Go right ahead.
All righty. So I'm going to share my screen. All right. Can everyone see that okay?
You can.
Okay, great. So we are reviewing materials today for a conditional use permit for a to permit an accessory dwelling unit, application 20-01718. The subject site is located in North Kitsap County in the Limolo Shores area of Poulsbo. Assessor's account number 4367-005-008-0000-16316 Norm Road Northeast in Poulsbo. Here's an aerial view. The applicant is requesting a conditional use permit to construct an 832 square foot accessory dwelling unit. If granted approval, the applicant intends to place a manufactured two bedroom home as the ADU. The existing home is served by an on-site septic system and public water from West Sound Utility District, and the ADU will use the same utility service. Oh, there you can see the site. This aerial shows a structure being demolished and reconstructed here. The property is approximately 3.44 acres and is currently developed with a 1,834 square foot single family home constructed in 2021. That's, I believe this aerial is from part of the reconstruction. So it is a fully constructed home now, and a 560 square foot barn constructed in 1935. County records show permits for a major remodel and a subsequent revision, which were finaled in 2021 and 2020, respectively. The property was developed with a smaller home and the existing barn as far back as 1994 as evidence in aerial imagery. This is a critical area map for the subject property. There are no environmental concerns for the site, no mapped or potential critical areas, and it is outside of the shoreline jurisdiction. The current zoning of the parcel is rural residential. The comprehensive zoning for the parcel is also rural residential. This site plan is a little bit convoluted. It shows all of the setbacks and distance from the existing single family home. This red rectangle is the location of the proposed ADU. So the proposed location of the ADU is shown in the red box. The site will be accessed from Norham Road Northeast to the west of the property via the northern driveway. There are two driveways on site. You can kind of see one coming in along the north and then another driveway here to the south. The applicant has submitted a narrative that the existing southern driveway will be closed and will not be used for access. Under our regulations, the ADU and the single family home need to use the same access. The primary residence is 1,834 square feet. The ADU is permitted to be one half the size of the primary residence or 900 square feet, whichever is smaller. The ADU is proposed to be 832 square feet and meets this requirement. And then we also require that the ADU and the single family home have similar aesthetic. These are elevations of the existing home. It has a rambler aesthetic. And the proposed ADU is intended to have the same aesthetic as the primary residence. So, this application for a conditional use permit meets criteria for approval per 17.550.030.A, and the ADU meets all applicable provisions applying to special uses per KCC, Kitsap County Code 17.410.060. That concludes my presentation.
Great. Thank you. I do have a few questions for you.
Sure.
First off, let's see. I believe it was in the staff report and in the notice materials, but there was reference to there being a new on-site septic system as well as a private well. But I think there's also discussion of the fact that public water is available publicly from the local utility. So I was just hoping you could clarify those issues for me.
The narrative that I received was that it would be that water would be from public Yeah, it would be public water from West Sound Utility District. On the site plan, it looks like there are two existing wells, but this is pretty close to the urban growth area of Poulsbo. Maybe the applicant can clarify.
Okay.
But as far as I know, they're using public water.
Yeah, I mean, I think, let's see, Exhibit 6. Yeah, that was what was confusing because there was a drilled well letter from the health district that was included as an exhibit. And then there was reference to, I want to say, a shared, two-party shared water supply. So I got a little tripped up there trying to figure out, but then there was also reference to the public water. So
okay.
We will ask them about it.
All right.
Okay, that was my first question. On utility. There is information on concurrency on this one, and I was just curious, is it common? Is concurrency always required, even if it's just an ADU being added?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And that is thorough, so that's good. You already discussed the second road approach. And there's certain specifications and requirements related to sort of ADU design, and the county doesn't have any issue with it being a manufactured home, correct? It just can't be an RV or something mobile. Is that right? Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You had it up right there, actually. Exhibit 14, do we know who annotated that? Was that you?
No, the applicant. We asked for, I received this project from another planner, but they asked for annotated setbacks. And they also needed to show that the proposed ADU was within 150 feet of the single family home.
Okay. Applicant. Okay. Okay, I think, the only other thing was your staff report discussed the fact that there was up to three comments that were received. I guess one was a written comment and the other may have been call-ins. I didn't receive those comments in the record. At least, am I understanding that right? One of them was an actual written comment.
I'm so sorry.
We can sort it out. But.
Oops. Okay. I can look at the project file. I think I remember some people were curious if they would be using both of the accesses. I'm so sorry to have to.
It's okay. We'll sort it out. I think you covered it in your staff report. It's always good to have any written comments included as actual exhibits. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did. These were from the previous planner. There were two comments about concerns about overflow drainage. They were concerned that an additional house might cause more stormwater flow. Another inquiry was about whether this would be connected to sewer. It's on septic. And then another person asked about whether they could use it as a vacation rental. And right. You can you can rent out the ADUs.
So I was just thinking, why don't we make those if we can get, if there are actual written comments.
Thank you.
We'll make those exhibit 21 ultimately.
Okay. Thank you. I will do that.
No problem. Okay. Then I think that takes care of the questions I had for you, Ms. Robles. Thank you. And I don't recognize any of the attendees' names as the applicant, but perhaps it's the person that's called in. So we'll check on the number ending in 085. You'll have to hit *6 on your phone.
Yes, this is Terry Harris. I'm the applicant.
Thank you for being here. I'm going to get you sworn in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And can you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording?
Yes, it's Terry, T-E-R-R-I, last name Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Great. Thank you for being here. So this is your opportunity to present any additional information you feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of in advance of my ultimately making a decision on the proposal. And I do have some questions ultimately, but I'll give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and explain the project first.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. My brother is the one who lives in the single family residence currently on the property, and I would be living in the ADU. So that's the reason for putting up the structure. Also, to clarify, there is a new sewer system on the property, and that was recently installed. And also, we will be sharing a drilled well for the water service. The hand dug well, which has been decommissioned, that was part of the final approval on the remodel of the single family residence.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying that. So, in sharing a well, is that the ADU is sharing the well with the primary residence, or is there a second? Okay, there's
yes.
Okay. Great, thank you. And then in addition, Sound Utility is not providing water, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, you said it. I just want to be abundantly clear. So that's clear, and we know where water and sewers come from. And I believe the health department has reviewed that already as well. So thank you for clarifying that. Did you have other thoughts you wanted to share on the proposal?
No. Okay. We're good.
Did you have an opportunity to review the staff report that was prepared by county staff?
No, I think all along I've seen as we've gone through the steps, but not the final, I don't believe the final report, unless it's in the email that I received, yes.
Okay, well, there were several recommended conditions of approval, 27 or so. And so I normally ask if the applicant has any concerns or issues with those conditions. I don't know if you've seen an earlier version or talked to Ms. Robles about it, but hopefully you don't have any concerns over those conditions.
Not as far as I know. I did want to clarify that we have we had to revise the drawing, and the unit will be 829 square feet per the last drawings or the official drawings that were last submitted. I don't know that makes any difference, but I did want to clarify.
829, so smaller than what was proposed?
A little bit, yeah, just per the, yes, because we had to revise the original that was submitted was 886 square feet per the drawing, and we understood that it had to be decreased or whatever in size. So we ended up with it at 829 square feet.
No problem. Yeah, generally you can always make things smaller. It's when you try to make things bigger that you get into trouble. So
yes.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have any other specific questions for you, Ms. Harris. Did you have anything further you wanted to add before we see if there are members of the public interested in testifying?
No, not at this time, no.
Great, thank you very much. So we do have some folks as attendees. So Chris Baum is the first name that I see. We can try to unmute Chris Baum. We'll see if Chris is interested in testifying. Chris Baum, were you interested in testifying today? Might be having a microphone issue. Okay, we'll move on. I have a Joshua Bennett.
He's one of our new planners.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. When if county staff in the future, if you put planner or something, then I'll know it's. But did you have any interesting thoughts you wanted to share, Mr. Bennett? You're fine. Don't worry about it. Renee Johnson, also staff. Okay. So I think then we'll try Chris Baum one more time. The chat feature is enabled as well. So Chris Baum, if you were interested in testifying, you could try to use the chat feature to tell us or tell us you weren't interested, but the audio is clearly not working. No issues. Okay, great. Then I'll go back to Ms. Robles. Ms. Robles, based on what you heard today, do you have anything further you wanted to add?
No.
Okay, so I will take this under consideration. There's a couple additional items that are going to be provided to me so I can independently review them, but those were the public comments. And I will take this under consideration. Ultimately, the record will remain open until December 16th. As an abundance of caution in the county, so that folks that were unable to use the technology or attend remotely are able to submit additional comments if needed. But ultimately, I don't see any major issue with approving the proposal with the recommended conditions, subject to once I review everything one more time. But ultimately, I don't believe there are going to be any issues, so I wish Ms. Harris the best with her proposal, and you'll get my decision within, like I said, it'll be about 3 weeks from now, right around Christmas time. So with that, we can go ahead and end today's hearing. I thank everyone for being here and taking the time to participate and answer my questions, and wish everyone safety and good health. Have a good rest of the day. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.